FBI, DOJ. Arrest John Kerry, charged treason. By Fred Brownbill. Two of the new Biden administration, among other Democrats, had meetings with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif during the Trump presidency, undermining the foreign policy agenda that was put in place by the legitimate administration at that time. "Those who met with our enemy were civilians and are not allowed legally or constitutionally to negotiate foreign policy with our enemies or any other country. They were not elected officials. They did not represent the administration. They were traitors. I believe, with everything that happened in the farce of an election last year, with the massive electoral fraud, that these Democrats knew at the time, well in advance, that there was going to be a change in the administration in 2021 after an election they knew was rigged. The outcome was already known to them." Amazingly, sarcasm, some of these traitors are now in senior and powerful posts in the crooked Biden administration. Nobody will know what they talked about, but I think we can take an educated guess. The Iranians knew that under a Biden administration the sanctions would end. They would have a friend in the WHO. Sanctions would end. Their nuclear program would be able to move into fast gear. Their ambitions achieved. Lol. For China and Russia, their being able to sell arms to Iran would bring great financial rewards and power to them. It will bring insecurity and extremely possibly a war in the region. We all know Biden's ties to those countries. His aim is not the support of the US and our ally Israel, or its new Trump peace treaty neighbors, but our enemies for his financial and socialist global political gains. Below I have copied and posted several reactions from newspapers in that region. They just about say it all. "In Tehran's eyes, Biden is a pushover," wrote Abdulrahman Al-Rasht, former editor-in-chief of the Saudi newspaper Ashraq Al-Ozat. "It has only been 8 weeks since President Joe Biden was sworn into office, but Iran has already tested him on several fronts. First, thousands of the Iran-backed Houthi militia rushed to threaten the densely populated city of Marib in Yemen. Afterwards, Iranian militias targeted Basra and Baghdad, and more recently, Erbil and Iraqi Kurdistan, with dozens of missiles, killing and wounding several individuals in a U.S. facility. Then Lachman Slim, Iran's most prominent and vocal opponent in Beirut, was murdered and his body was found on the sidewalk." Another Saudi columnist, Hela Al-Mashu, also criticized the Biden administration's soft approach toward Iran. She specifically criticized the Biden administration's recent decision to revoke designation of Yemen's Houthi militia as a terrorist group. The decision reversed actions taken by the former U.S. administration of President Donald Trump regarding the Iran-backed militia. Commenting on the Biden actions to date, Al-Mashu further wrote, "Today, we are facing an imminent Iranian threat and a lenient American administration policy toward this danger. We will face this Iranian threat over the next 4 years. The question that arises here, who benefits from this Iranian terrorism and tampering with the region? Syria is devastated, and Hezbollah is dominating Lebanon, which is collapsing economically, politically and socially. Iraq is being flooded with weapons and militias of Iranian terrorism. The Houthis and Al-Qaeda are tampering with a disintegrated and ravaged Yemen. So what next? Who will deal with the head of the snake?" Syed Zahra, deputy editor of the Gulf newspaper Akbar Al-Khalij, wrote, "The Iranian message to Biden is clear. It wants him to understand that Iran has many terrorist cards and can undermine security and stability in the region and present his administration with major challenges. The Iranian regime, in other words, wants to force the Biden administration to yield to its demands regarding sanctions and the nuclear agreement. The Iranian regime bases its calculations on the basis that Biden is weak with regard to the nuclear file. As you can see, Iran, our enemy and the world's greatest supporter of terror, knows that they will get what they want." Senior U.S. official mentioned that these multiple illegal meetings took place over 3 years of the four that President Trump was the leader of our country. The legally and fairly elected leader, I might add. He added in a Washington Times story that face-to-face meetings between Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif and several influential Democrats led by John Kerry in 2017, 2018 and 2019. I have no idea why Kerry and others have not been arrested and charged under the Logan Act. President Trump called for his arrest but was ignored by the FBI, etc. Shame on them. For those unfamiliar with the Logan Act, one copy the Wikipedia explanation here. The Logan Act, 1 Stat. 613, 18 U.S.C. Section 953, enacted January 30, 1799, is a United States federal law that criminalizes negotiation by unauthorized American citizens with foreign governments having a dispute with the United States. The intent behind the act is to prevent unauthorized negotiations from undermining the government's position. Kerry, a despicable individual, has openly admitted to two of the meetings. He has openly admitted to breaking the law. His reward from Biden is he is now the climate czar. He is going to be destroying this country by pursuing the new Green Deal and working with our enemies. Another treasonous Democrat traitor is Robert Malley, who accompanied Kerry to these meetings. His reward from Biden is to become our envoy to Iran to help implement these new policies designed to put America last and to ultimately put Israel at great harm. These traitors worked with the full Obama and Biden knowledge. Trust me, Hussein Obama is still running this administration in his third term. Their aim with those meetings was to thoroughly undermine the great work Trump did in the Middle East, and knowing they would win the 2020 election, set up the left agenda that involves the projected destruction of Israel. Once again, the alphabet agency supposed to keep us safe have failed. They are corrupt from the top down. Each and every one of them. America is in need of an enemy or 20, and those tubes need to be placed right up the chains of command of every federal law enforcement alphabet agency, from the ATF, FBI, DOJ, CIA, etc. We need to flush those traitors out. Copyright Fred Brown, Bill 2021.